And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, September the 26th, 2024. Today is World Cassowary Day. For those who may not know, the cassowary is a large, colored, flightless bird that roams across the southern hemisphere, making appearances in countries such as Papua New Guinea, parts of Indonesia, and Australia. Standing tall at about 5 feet, cassowaries have a peaceful disposition. These birds are built like athletes, boasting strong legs for defensive kicks, impressive leaps up to 5 feet, and sprint speeds of up to 30 miles per hour. They also sport formidable 5-inch claws, handy for self-defense and digging up fallen fruits. What truly sets cassowaries apart, though, is their striking appearance. With a bright blue head, red wattle, and a black body covered with hair-like feathers, they're a visual spectacle, but the cherry on top is their individual helmet, thought to assist cassowaries in detecting distant, low-frequency sounds, a skill called infrasound. Father cassowaries take parenting very seriously, spending 9 months raising their young. Their population is only about 4,000 in Australia due to habitat loss, car accidents, and dog attacks. Thus, there is an urgent need to draw attention to their role in the local ecosystem and the need to protect them. They're considered a keystone species because of their unique talent for spreading large seeded fruits, which helps maintain rainforest diversity. And their dung serves as fantastic fertilizer, creating a fertile environment for seeds to thrive. Preserving cassowaries isn't just about saving a magnificent bird. It's about safeguarding the environment and all the other creatures that share their habitat. Cassowaries play a pivotal role in the health and balance of the rainforest, and that ripples out to affect us all. The release of the multiple award-winning documentary Peaceable Kingdom, The Journey Home, was on this day in 2009. Peaceable Kingdom, The Journey Home explores the powerful struggle of conscience experienced by several people from traditional farming backgrounds, including Howard Lyman and his wife Willow Jean Lyman, who come to question the basic assumptions of their way of life. A riveting story of transformation and healing, this documentary portrays the farmers' sometimes amazing connections with the animals under their care, while also providing insight into the complex web of social, psychological, and economic forces that have led to their inner conflict. Interwoven with the farmers' stories is the dramatic animal rescue work of a newly trained humane police officer whose sense of justice puts her at odds with the law she's charged to uphold. With strikingly honest interviews and rare footage demonstrating the emotional lives and intense family bonds of animals most often viewed as living commodities, this groundbreaking documentary shatters stereotypical notions of farmers, farm life, and farmed animals themselves. And today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on their YouTube and Facebook page, the AllCreatures.org team would like to introduce their newest member, Andrea McMillan. Andrea earned her doctorate with a concentration in animal law and a master's in environmental law and policy from Vermont Law School, graduating in May of 2024. She plans to work on impactful litigation cases that will help create a more humane food system for animals and humans. And here is a portion of Percy Bysshe Shelley's famous poem, Queen Mab. No longer now the winged habitants that in the woods their sweet lives sing away flee from the form of man, but gather round and prune their sunny feathers on the hands which little children stretch in friendly sport towards these dreadless partners of their play. All things are void of terror. Man has lost his terrible prerogative and stands an equal amidst equals. Happiness and science dawn, though late, upon the earth. Peace cheers the mind. Health renovates the frame. Disease and pleasure cease to mingle here. Reason and passion cease to combat here. Whilst each unfettered o'er the earth extends their all-subduing energies and wield the scepter of a vast dominion there. Whilst every shape and mode of matter lends its force to the omnipotence of mind, which from its dark mind drags a gem of truth to decorate its paradise of peace. From Shelley's poem, Queen Mab. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that every day is the right day to lose man's terrible prerogative.